Okay, let's tie up a loose end from something we began last week, a little hiatus in between. We were talking about the essential connection between the Birchos Kriya Shema and Shema themselves, and Shema, the parshas of Kriya Shema themselves, that they're not too loosely connected components of the Seder HaTfilah that begins at Baruch Hu and stretches through the Shemoneh Esrei, but there's really more of an integration, a halachic integration that also, as we'll see in a second, gets to the heart of what those brachos, what the Birchos Kriya Shema are all about. And one way that we illustrated that connection was a unique halacha in the Rambam, that although normally when one is unsure if they performed a mitzvah midrabanan, safek drabanan lahakel, safek brachos lahakel, we would not require the person to repeat the bracha. Brachos are drabanan, brachos are instituted by the chachamim. And nevertheless, while that's a principle that guides us in many areas, we saw, for example, if one is dealing with a mitzvah that is obligatory for a man, not for a woman, and the individual in question is in the category of a tumtum or an androgynous, halachically questionable gender status. So in that situation, the Rambam paskins, as we would expect, the mitzvah should be performed, but the bracha should not be recited. So for example, a woman is not chayav to sit in the sukkah. So if she volunteers to sit in the sukkah, so an Ashkenazi woman would make the bracha because she has the right to volunteer to perform the mitzvah and recite the bracha. Sephardi woman, based on the Mesorah of the Sephardi Rishonim and Sephardi Poskim, is not to make a bracha when volunteering to perform a mitzvah. The Rambam, most prominently, is of that opinion that a woman who volunteers to perform a mitzvah seishas man grama, for example, shaking the lulav, sitting in the sukkah, does not recite the bracha. One explanation is because the text of the bracha is Asher kedishano b'mitzvah sav vitzivanu. So it's inappropriate for a woman, this is the Rambam's line of thinking, to say, I was commanded to do this mitzvah that I'm not actually commanded to perform. The Ashkenazim have a way to understand that, which we can easily suggest, is that Vitzivanu is referring to the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael's general acceptance of the commandment of that mitzvah, even if the individual is not commanded to perform that mitzvah. So that's all as far as a man's mitzvah, a woman's mitzvah, but if the person is in question as to their status, so then we would leave out the bracha, according to the Rambam, just in case, in the event that the person is not actually chayav to perform the mitzvah, they're not chayav to make that bracha. The exception to that, the Rambam tells us, is when it comes to Kriyashma, even though the case is a suffix. I'm not sure if I recited Kriyashma in the brachos. Repeat Kriyashma because that's a doraisa. You're definitely chayav to perform the mitzvah. So just in case, you must recite Kriyashma. But we would expect him to say, don't repeat the brachos because that's only a suffix. And anytime it's a question if you have to make the bracha, you don't make the bracha. Nevertheless, the Rambam says the individual should recite the bracha even in a situation of doubt. And we ask, how could that be so? Why should one recite a bracha even when it's not clear that they're obligated to recite that bracha? And the explanation is as follows. Unique to the mitzvah of Kriyashma, the brachos that precede the mitzvah are not simply leading up to it, not simply preparatory, as is the case by most mitzvahs. Before you perform the mitzvah of lulav, you say, Asher kedishanu mitzvah zivanu, al natilas lulav. It's how you set yourself up for the mitzvah. When it comes to Kriya Shema, the brachos are created to be integrated as one in the mitzvah Kriya Shema itself. They're not totally disparate. They're part of the mitzvah. And therefore, Chazal instituted that anytime you recite Kriya Shema, if you recite it without the brachos, then something is missing from that performance. Something is missing from that performance if the brachos are omitted. And therefore, anytime halacha requires me to recite the bracha, even if it's only out of doubt, the part of that takana was to follow the same pattern as far as the brachos are concerned and repeat the brachos even in a situation of doubt. So what I left off last time, promising we'd discuss this time, is where exactly do we see that connection thematically as well. So in some brachos, it's a little easier than others to notice. The most obvious is the bracha that actually comes after Kriya Shema, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, both in the morning and in the evening, very clearly does that concept of whether it's in Emes V'Yatziv, Emes V'Emunah, we talk about Makeh V'Rasso Kol B'Chorim Mitzrayim, V'Yotzei Samo Yisrael Mitochem L'Cheres Olam, Hashem delivered the Makas B'Choros on the Egyptians, and he took them out, and the Ma'avir Bona Ben Gizra Yamsuf, Hashem split the sea. Everything we're talking about in these parashas right now is reflected in that bracha that concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. That's the bracha on the Geula, the bracha on the Geula from Mitzrayim, and that is a perfect correspondence to the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, which also highlights, as it concludes, L'man Yirbu Yimeichem Yimeivin, I'm sorry, concludes, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Li'os Lachem Le'elokim. That is where we fulfill the mitzvah every single day, twice a day, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, like we say in the Haggadah, Yimeicha Yecha, and Kol Yimeicha Yecha L'Rabos Es Halelos, that we perform this mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim every morning and every night. So that's the third bracha, Ga'al Yisrael. The brachas that precede are also very much thematically connected to Kriyat Shema. What's the theme of the first bracha, the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema? It's Emunah, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino, Hashem Echad. Now, in kindergarten, when they tell you Hashem is one, so that means as opposed to Avram Avinu, who smashed all the idols, and Terach had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 15, 100 idols, there's only one God. That is 100% true. But monotheism is a little more sophisticated than that. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the unification of Hashem's name, something which Hasidus puts a lot more emphasis on, the Yichud of Hashem, is what we are referring to when we, in the morning, let's say, Borei Yom V'Lai, I'm sorry, Borei, Yotzer Or V'Orei Choshech, Osa Shalom V'Orei Sekol. Hashem creates light and creates darkness. He makes peace, again, suggesting a unification. Borei Sekol, and he's really responsible for everything. At night we say, Asher B'dvaro Mariv Aravim, Hashem brings on the evening, but he's also machlif es hazmanim, umesadir sekochavim. He's also orchestrating the end of the night and the beginning of the day. Bori yom v'layla, golol or nechoshech, b'choshech b'neor. It's a constant cycle of light and dark, evening and daytime. Those are representative also of the yotzer or borei choshech. There's good in the world, there's evil in the world, and it all comes from one source. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is more than just one quantitatively, but also it means that it's all coming from the same source. Echad means Hashem is responsible for everything, and that helps us understand what Chazal tells in Maseches Brachos, Kishem Shemavarech Al HaTov, Mavarech Al HaRa. In theory, a person is supposed to recognize that good and bad in one's life, in the world, is all coming from the same place. And while we end up saying, unfortunately, when there's a tragedy, Dayan Emes, that's because we don't see as clearly that it's all coming from the same source, and therefore, by definition, for the best. So we change the Nusach HaBracha to reflect the fact that we can't fully understand it, but we know that Hashem is doing what is in His eyes, the appropriate judgment. So the Yichud Hashem, that is the focal point of that first paragraph, is actually the theme of Yotzer Or V'Orei Choshech, and Golol Or Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Or, the back and forth, the day and night, the light and darkness, that is all unified, Borei Es HaKol. And then finally, the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema is reflected in the second bracha, because we discussed at length, if you look in your article, Siddur, okay? Keshomer Parsha Shniyah, when you say the second paragraph, Yechavin L'Kabal Olav Ol Mitzvos. The main goal is to accept the obligation of all the mitzvos of the Torah, including that is also Schar V'Onesh, as the instructions go on to indicate over here. And that's what we're trying to get at in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema. Likewise, both in the morning and in the evening, we emphasize that mode of behavior, that aspect of Jewish life. Nismach b'divri sorasecha uva mitzvot secha li'olam v'ed. We will rejoice in the Torah, we'll rejoice in the mitzvot, ki heim chayenu v'orichamenu. These mitzvot, this is what keeps us going, this is the whole purpose of our existence. Uba'an nega yomim v'layla, and we will involve ourselves in that study, in that performance, day and night. So, as a result, we see, hopefully this will enlighten us and improve our understanding of this whole section of Tefillah, where Kriyat Shema and the Brachos Kriyat Shema are really one, and therefore the ideal way to daven all year round is to make sure that one fulfills the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema together with the Brachos Kriyat Shema. That's why there are even some shuls out there who will start Shachar Shabbos morning 15, 20 minutes earlier to when the zman is tight, when the times call for it, to make sure that the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema comes in consonance with the Brachos Kriyat Shema that are all really the same mindset and the same ideas that should be emphasized leading up to Shemona Esrei. Chanan Ran Kasha Omar, Tzakosh Baruch Hu, Zaksa Tzrael, Lefichah Hevron Tar Mitzvah, Shnemar Nachafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Torov Yadir.